Welcome to the Real BS Show. Today's Pi Day, right?
That's right.
314. I still don't know what it is.
Math. That's what it is, Bill. Math.
Something about circles.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's listen to one of my favorite songs here.
I've known some painted ladies that sparkled in the light. Country girls that love the lover's moon. Some I never really knew, though I always wanted to. Some I only met once in a room. Some said they liked my smile, others of them stayed a while others left me on the run. This is the only way I have to say, I love them every one. Big, little or short of talk, wish I could keep them all. Until dawn. Here's to the memories. Everyone's a part of me. Oh, I love them, everyone. Big, little or short of talk, wish I could have kept them all. I love them, everyone. Like to thank them for the charm.
Little T.G. Shepherd, I think that was.
That's correct.
Kind of catchy tune.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's just play some catchy tune songs today.
Yeah, just to relax, be stoic.
Yeah, right. Stoic. Yeah, we got to have a stoic show again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can do that again.
I've been listening to them. They're getting better and better.
Yeah.
You just can't remember everything they say.
Yeah, no, but you do live it.
Does soak in a little bit.
I think, I said before, you know, you kind of like, it's something over time you learn that it's kind of one of the best ways of approach, you know, you can't let everything drag you down.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Two ears and one mouth.
Yeah.
What was that other big, Silence is Golden.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a long time ago, Epictetus or one of those guys.
Yeah.
Marcus Aurelius. Yeah, let's play. I don't know.
Jewel.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Jewel. That was a song in that movie Phenomenon.
Yes.
Phenomenon.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of dragging today.
Yeah. I think it's the weather. That's what it is.
Yeah. It looks like it's gonna rain.
Yeah.
But at least it's warm.
That's true.
Can't complain about that.
Yeah, just remember April 8th. April 8th is an important day, Bill.
Yeah, that's when the sun gets covered up.
Yeah, it's an important day. You get to see the shadow bands before it happens and after it happens. And we'll have it for about 3 minutes.
I wonder if anybody will get eye damage from that.
Yeah, maybe. You can take your sunglasses off, your solar shades. You can take them off during the totality. So, I don't know. You're welcome to come up and hang out with me, Bill.
You know? Yeah, I gotta go down and see what Chris is doing.
Yeah. Well, he can come up, too, if he wants, you know.
Well, that's a project.
Yeah.
Wheelchairs and everything.
Oh, yeah. We're wheelchair accessible, you know. We got ramps. We put at my parents. We put in wheelchair accessible ramps at the proper ratio, so then she can go up the ramps.
Did you get government inspected? Did you?
No, they didn't have to. There was no ordinance for that. So
whoa, yeah, man, they better get on a stick. Here.
They left you alone with if you are wheelchair accessible, they left you alone. So
there's a gold mine right there waiting for them.
That's the key here. Don't put steps in, because then the government's going to come after you. If you put in a wheelchair ramp, they'll leave you alone. Huh. Isn't that shocking?
I feel sorry for you, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You don't feel sorry for nobody.
Yeah, I know. They're worth my money. Talking about that, here we go with Joel.
Joel, okay. Yeah.
Turn around, you will see. I don't care.
jazz show coming from you downtown in beautiful Union City.
Nothing imitation, huh?
No, no imitation. We're like the...
No artificial flavors?
No, we're like genuine vanilla bean.
Huh. Chocolate. What do they make chocolate out of?
Coca.
Is that a nut or something?
It's a fruit. It's kind of an, it's a part of a fruit of a tree, the coca tree.
They grind it up and put it in chocolate candy.
Yeah, kind of. It's like a, it's white, and then over time, it you know they roast it.
Well, yeah. Blowing it down.
Yeah, I know. And then you can mix milk with it, and then make milk chocolate, because there's different levels of chocolate.
I like that special darker.
Yeah, yeah. It's good stuff.
I don't know. So what else you got on tap for today?
Oh, geez, we got a lot of, you know, there's the problem is these days there's so much music out there. It's hard to sift through it all. But Kings of Leon, I usually go back to them. Like, it kind of feels like there's certain days where it's kind of slower and, you know, you just need a little break.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, they're a southern band. They're kind of they were raised Pentecostal, so they're like holy rollers as a kid. But they learned to sing that way. They learned to sing in those churches, and boy, does it output something great because they're talented. Great musicality, great music. You know, the musicians, they're pumping out hits all the time. So I thought, why not play them a little bit too? I got a few of their songs.
Yeah, I was reading about the Ku Klux Klan, the KKK.
Yeah.
Their initial thing was they didn't like Jewish people.
Yeah, yeah, or Catholics.
That was or Catholics. Yeah, yeah. That's what it was.
The Jewish Catholics and blacks. Yeah.
Then it melded into all of them.
Yeah, they originally came out of the Civil War. Right after the Civil War happened, they formed, and it was to fight against the Reconstruction, and that's that was the kind of catalyst.
Well,
there.
They got big. I mean, giant. Yeah, they had a lot of people.
Yeah, they died off, though. They're very small now. I mean, I remember one time there was supposed to be a meeting in Erie County for the KKK, and there was like maybe 100 people that showed up. That's it. They were expecting thousands to come, but now it was only like 100. So they're kind of pathetic now. There's a good guy named Daryl Jones, I think. He goes around trying to get them out of there, and he does a good job of converting people. And he's not mean to them at all. You know, he's just straight up with them. I think that's his name. I don't want to look it up right now, but there's a guy that does it that is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's all right. They're the guys with the bed sheets over their heads and stuff.
Yeah.
They burn crosses, too. That's because of the Catholics. They didn't.
Right. Daryl Davis, that's his name. Daryl Davis, not Daryl Jones. Daryl Davis, he has converted a lot of people away from the KKK. But yeah, they're a cult in my opinion. You think about it, the things they do, intimidate people. You know, burning crosses in their front yard. They were behind a lot of the lynchings. You know, pretty rough period in American history.
Yeah, crazy.
In the North here, we don't. You know, we have to remember our ancestors in the North fought against the South. You know, so it's kind of one of those things.
Way before my time,
right. But
so I'm stuck with whatever they
right
with their results.
right. But you know, I think in a lot of ways we're peaceful in this time, you know, frame. But this is this next band here is really a time in disguise. They kind of remind me of a time period of rock and roll. That's the way I'll word it.
Huh. Well, they're new to me, so. Of course, I'm an old gotcha. That's weird to be talking about myself. I feel like my brain is still back at 21, but
yeah,
my body isn't telling me that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, I don't know. This wood cutting business is getting pretty tough.
What would you say though? That it's kind of in some ways kind of like helped you motivate. You know, you're kind of feeling more. Energy also because of it, instead of just sitting around all the time.
Well, I sleep good at night, that's for sure.
There you go.
So, okay, that's Lords of Leon or?
Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon.
Yeah.
Okay, Seth, well, do it to us.
Oh.
was Kings of Leon there. We got one more by them. And this one's a little bit more raunchy, so you might want to send the kids
raunchy,
away.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just a little bit more raunchy.
It's a family show here.
Yeah. This is how you make families, you know? They're talking about how you make families, and so... you can't have families without this one thing they're talking about, so... Yeah.
Oh. Well, don't give it away.
No. But we'll come back with a nice song. How about that? You know.
All right. Yeah. I'm I don't know. I'm dozing off over here.
Bill's dozing off over here. So we better get lighten them up. We get them fired up here.
At least like, at the end, anyways.
Like caffeine, huh?
Yeah, of course. I don't know. I'm still kind of groggy.
Yeah, it could just be the springtime. You know, we're getting a change of weather.
Yeah, looks like it's going to rain.
And we lost that hour there. You know, it's the most stupidest thing to take 1 hour and put it on the other end. What's the matter? We should just be like the Amish and stay at standard time. That way, people aren't causing accidents and everything.
Yeah, you know? The only clock I got's on my telephone.
That's true. That just auto updates, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, right now, instead of 2 o'clock, it'd be like, you know, 1 o'clock, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're a little off today.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever Joe Biden wants, I'm all for that. I'm good for that.
It wasn't House. It wasn't a House committee to change it back to just standard time, but for some reason, it just kind of died, and they haven't talked about it in a few years. But they were talking about getting rid of it, you know. Hmm. So I don't know.
Oh well, hey, a little excitement,
right?
I get to readjust my clocks and get them back right again, you know, yeah. So they're not 5 minutes too fast or
right.
10 minutes slow.
Your cell phone just updates, right, you know?
Yeah.
You can thank NTP. That's the protocol for that. Yeah, well, it's a little bit over probably people's heads, I know. But
thank you, MPT.
NTP.
NTP.
Yeah, it's a protocol.
National Time Projection.
Yeah, something like that. Network Time Protocol, I believe it's called. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's where your computer's synchronized with a central.
I'd be lost without them.
Yeah. Yeah. It does keep everyone synced, you know. It also it syncs with satellites, too. They have to be synced. So it's a huge thing. No one realizes how important that is for everything to be all synced with time. Very important.
Well, how's the Earth go around the sun so accurately?
It's just the right orbit. I mean, it's slowly changing here and there over time, like how the moon is slowly orbiting away from the moon, Earth, but it's just everything's changing slowly though. It's moving fast.
In another billion years, and the
moon might be gone.
Tides won't have tides anymore.
No, yeah, it's crazy. By then, probably the sun will expand.
Yeah, blow up.
Yeah,
toast everybody.
Yeah, and get the marshmallows out.
A billion years. Yeah, I think my marshmallows will be a little hard by then.
Yeah. Yeah. Become carbon, yeah.
All right, so you got one more surprise for us?
Yeah, I think these singers here have great harmonies, and their voices are soft. So,
is there any instruments or just their voices?
Just their voices, and a guitar. Yeah, there's one guitar.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't forget that guitar, because that kind of opens it, yeah.
It helps things along. Yeah. All right, well, I'll just say goodbye to everybody, and we'll...
Happy Pi Day.
Yeah, Happy Pi Day.
And
yeah.
I want to wish Brian Maynard a happy birthday, too. He's
he's a pie guy?
Yeah, he's born on the Pi Day, and it's a,
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean that, Brian.
I could say a joke right now, but I'll behave. There's another joke in there, too. About
it's his
pies.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'm ready to...
Whip it up.
Yeah.
Friday night, we both held each other. Saturday morning, you let me in. No one knows. Time slip away again. It doesn't make any sense. If it's just you and me right here with nothing standing in our way, why can't we have it? Why can't we make it? I know we never had much time, but I can't focus on the ending. Doesn't make any sense. It was a Sunday night, the first time I really saw you. Doesn't make any sense. If it's just you and me right here with nothing standing in our way, why can't we have it? Why can't we send it? doesn't make any sense. When Monday comes, I'll be back in California, packing all our time into doesn't make any sense.